Aristotle was to offer a number of devastating arguments against Plato's theory of ideas, but appears not to have appreciated that these criticisms were equally devastating to his own theory of universals. Yet no one else seemed to notice this either. As a result, it was largely in the form of Aristotle's modified doctrine that Plato's theories were to become the dominant philosophy of the medieval world. Fortunately, there were many obscure points and apparent contradictions in Aristotle's works, which gave medieval scholars food for endless controversy arising from different interpretations. These arguments over errors, heresies, schismatic misbeliefs, and devil-inspired misinterpretations kept alive the notion of philosophy when, to all intents and purposes, the entire enterprise had died. Or, perhaps more accurately, had entered a long Rip Van Winkle period. It has been suggested that a number of these controversies arose from simple clerical errors, the result of medieval copyists inserting their own guesses in place of words that were no longer legible in the original worm-eaten texts. In 347 BC, Plato died, and the position of head of the academy fell vacant. Half a dozen of Plato's most able colleagues judged there was only one man fit to take over this prestigious post. Unfortunately, each of them had a different man in mind, usually himself. Here Aristotle was no exception. To his disgust, Speusippus, Plato's cousin, was eventually given the job. Speusippus is known to have been so bad-tempered that on one occasion he tossed his dog into a well for barking during his lectures. Eventually, he administered euthanasia to himself after becoming an object of public ridicule during an exchange with Diogenes the Cynic in the Agora. Speusippus was scarcely the intellectual equal of the man whose doctrines were to lay the foundations for all serious intellectual thought for the next 2 millennia, and on his appointment Aristotle left Athens in high dudgeon, accompanied by his friend Xenocrates, another disappointed candidate. Aristotle sailed across the Aegean to Atarneus, where he had spent his youth. This was now ruled by the eunuch Hermias, a Greek mercenary who had managed to take over this corner of Asia Minor. On a visit to Athens, Hermias had been highly impressed by what he had seen of the academy, and he now welcomed Aristotle with open arms. Hermias was determined to make Atarneus a centre of Greek culture, and Aristotle began advising him on the best way to go about this.